From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Trump said he will make an announcement later Thursday on whether the United States will withdraw from the Global Paris Climate Agreement. Media reports suggest he will withdraw from the accord on voluntary carbon emissions reductions. The president has questioned the science of man's impact on the climate and said pulling out will save jobs. Todd Stern, who served as the chief U.S. negotiator to the 2015 climate agreement during the Obama administration, warned it would be a bad move.
I think it would be a very damaging thing for his legacy. I hope that he thinks twice about it. I hope that he listens to people on the other side. I hope he stays in with the same target, but at least that he stays in even if the target needs to be reviewed. But I think the decision by the United States to walk away from Paris, if he makes it, will resound all over the world and will hurt him badly and will hurt his legacy.
Under the pact, the U.S. pledged to reduce greenhouse gas emissions by up to 28% below the 2005 levels by the year 2025. The Philippine military acknowledged Thursday that 11 soldiers were killed and several others wounded in a friendly fire incident during the assault to retake the city of Marawi from Islamist militants in Mindanao Island. The soldiers were hit by airstrikes meant to target Islamic State fighters during an 8-day operation. For details on much more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Afghanistan is mourning the victims of a massive truck bomb that blew up the diplomatic section of the country's capital Wednesday, killing at least 90 people, mostly civilians, and wounding more than 400 others. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but Afghan intelligence suspect the blast was carried out by a Taliban affiliate group with ties to Pakistan. Afghan analyst Nazif Shahrani of Indiana University said such brazen attacks are no longer surprising.
There have been very, very serious attempts, in fact, successful attempts, I should say, in attacking very significant institutions at similar time of the day. Mohammad Daud Khan Hospital, the military hospital, for example, a military base in Mazar-i-Sharif. I think it shows that the government is not very much in control of security issues.
President Trump called his Afghan counterpart, Ashraf Ghani, to offer his condolences and to condemn the attack, which came at the start of the holy month, Ramadan. Macedonia's parliament has elected a new government led by former opposition leader Zoran Zaev, ending a 6-month political stalemate. Zaev was sworn in as prime minister by the parliament speaker immediately after the vote. Macedonia has been without a functional government since 2015, after a wiretapping scandal brought down the previous administration. OAS foreign ministers held a special meeting to discuss the crisis in Venezuela after another day of tear gas-filled violent protests in Caracas. At least 60 people have died in the demonstrations against President Nicolas Maduro, socialist government, and severe shortages of gasoline, medicine, and basic foods. The diplomats gathered at the Organization of American States headquarters here in Washington generally fall into two camps, those who say international and regional intervention is the only way to end the violence, and those who argue that no one has the right to interfere in a sovereign nation's domestic affairs. The U.S. space agency NASA announced Wednesday will launch a mission next year to send a spacecraft directly into the sun's atmosphere. Thomas Zurbuchen is the association's associate administrator.
We want to go down there, take the challenge of going in the worst kind of thermal environment in the solar system, survive that because we built the machines robust enough to do that, measure the environment there and really prove and find what the kind of heating processes really are that in fact make the corona hot.
A 20-day launch window opens in July of next year. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.